But Barry Cryer was another one, you know.
Let's play a song. We have the Record Store and we ask all our guests to come and to donate something for the Record Store, a song that means a lot to them. So we'd like a song from you, please. So you gave us a couple of options.
Yes. Do you want both of them? No.
Well,
why don't you tell us both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, one was Grandad's Flannelette Nightshirt by George Formby.
Okay.
Because I've just come from the George Formby Society convention this weekend. I'd never been before, up in Blackpool. And I was involved with them doing this Queen's 92nd birthday thing at the Albert Hall. So I met them for the first time then. But I was always a fan of particularly that song, because when I was a kid, my best friend, Rob, and Matt Mills' best friend is called Rob, his dad had a 78 of that, and he used to stand in the playground and sing it. He didn't play the ukulele, he just used to sing it and move his hand up and down as if he was playing it. So that is kind of an in-joke. You know, we're both in our 50s now, and we both travelled up to the George Formby Society.
And how was it?
It was fantastic and terrible in equal measure. No, it was great. It was great to see some really brilliant players, actually. You know, I play the banjo ukulele, but I'm not a very good player of it. And there's some really great ones. Sometimes the singing left a little bit to be, desired.
But the enthusiasm and the love was there. Should we play a little bit?
Oh,
not the entire
please,
thing, but let's play a little
great.
Bit.
What is it?
Grandad's Flannelette?
Grandad's Flannelette Nightshirt.
I said it's old-fashioned and it's tattered and torn, but I brought it honeymooning with me girt. When she said, what is it, dear? I whispered in her ear, it's me granddad's flannelette shirt. Lordy, lordy,
it's me granddad's flannelette shirt.
Rock and roll.
You can do the voice.
Is that on the playlist this week?
Wow. How was that Queen's show that you did? Because you
that
were performing
bizarre.
With Frank Skinner and Ed Balls.
Yeah, it was quite bizarre. Because
that's a combination.
It was a very odd bill. I'm not sure necessarily the Queen had much to do with picking the bill. You know, we were on. There was Shaggy and Sting, Tom Jones, of course. But it was those days.
And those
days are great because it's not so much the show, but the hanging around backstage. And there was a lovely moment where me and Frank Skinner were waiting with our ukuleles, and Sting walks by and he says, oh, what are you doing? And Frank, oh, we're doing this George Formby thing. He goes, oh, okay. And he starts singing, leaning on a lamp, and we're both joining in. So, I mean, that's quite a sweet moment.
A special moment.
that's very good. So this tour that you're doing, will any of that work its way into the tour? Because I think a little bit of George Formby into your kids' show. There's an education that needs to be done here.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, the ukulele is a funny instrument. As soon as you take out a ukulele, particularly a ukulele banjo, that people smile. And I have got a little routine where I've got a nose flute. Have you ever seen a nose flute?
Mm.
Yeah. And you attach it to your face with an elastic band and you play the ukulele. And I've got a bit where I do where I play Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
With a nose flute.
On the nose flute and the ukulele. I don't think any other comedian in the country is doing that at the moment.
We should play...